The New York State Legislature will hold its second final hearing today on the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes, this time focusing on upstate nursing homes. The virtual hearing will begin at 10 and be streamed on the state Senate website. Tom Dinke has more on what and who to expect at the hearing, and perhaps even more importantly, who not to expect.
While last week's first public hearing focused on downstate nursing homes, today's hearing is set to focus on upstate nursing homes, where at least 2,000 residents have died of COVID-19. Senator Rachel May of Syracuse, chair of the Senate Aging Committee, says she hopes the upstate hearing will address issues like racial disparities in nursing homes, as well as the pandemic's impact on rural nursing homes.
What I do know is that our rural health care facilities are working on a razor thin margin. They were before, they were barely holding on, and I worry that some of the fallout from the pandemic is going to be that they're going to be in worse shape than they were before.
Set to testify are upstate nursing home operators, employees, and families. Assemblymember Harry Bronson of Rochester, chair of the Assembly Aging Committee, says hearing from families was the most difficult part of last week's hearing, and he suspects it will be again at today's hearing.
The hardship on family members not knowing sometimes what was happening to their loved ones, not being able to visit their loved ones.
However, it appears the hearing will be without who some consider the most important nursing home witness, State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker. May says Zucker declined an invitation to testify.
A lot of people are unhappy about that, but we are going to follow up in writing and try to get answers to some of the questions that he didn't answer last week.
Lawmakers were disappointed with Zucker's testimony at last week's hearing. He refused to disclose the number of nursing home residents who died after being taken to a hospital.
I will not provide information unless I'm sure it's absolutely accurate and out there.
Some estimate that discounting these deaths could be undercounting the state's nursing home death toll by as much as 5,000.
I find it hard to believe that the State Department of Health doesn't have a better picture than they are providing to us.
That's Senate Minority Leader Robert Ord of North Tonawanda. He and other Republican lawmakers want the Democrat-controlled Senate to subpoena Zucker for the data.
It's really simple. The majorities either have to decide, is this really about providing oversight and getting answers, or is this just a check the box, we did hearings and let's move on?
Democrats aren't ready to go there yet. Bronson and May, both Democrats, say they're frustrated too, but that they have to work with the Department of Health.
Oh, and I have to say the Republicans were in control for a very long time and never used that power with respect to the executive that I'm aware of. We need to have a working relationship with the executive, so you want to use that extremely carefully.
Bronson says they hope to focus on reform once the hearing is over. In particular, how to get more family caregivers into nursing homes when most facilities are still not open to visitors.
Is there a way to balance it so that those family members can visit their loved ones in a safe and healthy way so that those loved ones can continue to provide the emotional support that's necessary and oftentimes provide additional caregiving?
However, Ort feels the hearings will be for naught if they don't get real answers from Zucker.
We are owed answers, real testimony, and it's just up to us if we're going to decide that we're going to get it, we're going to ask nicely, are we going to make them provide it, or are we just going to walk away again? And I think that'll tell people a lot about what these hearings are. Are they just a theater? Are they just saying, we did a hearing, so we did a hearing? Or is this really about trying to get to the bottom of what happened and how we go forward and make sure it doesn't happen again?
In Buffalo, I'm Tom Dinke for WRVO News.